Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem. Thousands of Jews gather at the Temple Mount to declare this sacred piece of real estate belongs to the Jewish people. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest in our Middle East news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Thousands of Jews gathered recently at the gates to the Temple Mount in Jerusalem to declare their allegiance to this holy site and to declare the city of Jerusalem is the united, undivided, eternal capital of the Jewish people. Speakers at the rally march said that discrimination has severely restricted the ability of Jews to ascend to the Temple Mount, while at the same time, Muslim rules forbid Jews from praying on this site, which is Judaism's most holy site. And that's the latest in our Middle East news update. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
Thousands of Jews marching around the Temple Mount to say that this sacred piece of real estate is Jewish is an event that speaks to the past and to the future. That is according to Bible prophecy. If you have a moment, think about this with me. The Temple Mount in Jerusalem, the location of the gold-domed building, the Dome of the Rock, that is seen on the Jerusalem skyline, is the same as the spot that Abraham took his son Isaac to offer as a sacrifice. This place is Mount Moriah, where King Solomon built the first Jewish temple some 3,000 years ago. That's 2 Chronicles chapter 3 and verse 1. The Temple Mount, as it is known today, is also where the Jews, returning from the Babylonian captivity, rebuilt the temple. That's Ezra chapters 1 to 6. Today, the Temple Mount is a place of controversy, as the ancient Jewish prophet Zechariah said that it would be in the last days. And you can read about that in Zechariah chapter 12 and verse 2. The Islamic Trust controls the Temple Mount today, and they refuse to allow the Jewish worshipers to pray there on the mount. And often, they will not even allow the Jews to enter the Temple Mount compound. By the way, that same Jewish prophet Zechariah also predicted that the Lord was jealous for Jerusalem, aggressively possessive for the city that he has chose to dwell among his people forever. And he is sore displeased about the heathen control of this sacred spot. And he also said that one day he will come back to Jerusalem and to the Temple Mount there to build his temple that will be on that spot forever. That's found in Zechariah chapter 1, verses 14 to 16. And this is Bible prophecy that will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...